information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this, the 85th episode of the QuiddyCast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you. And I always get excited every time I'm about to record one. But I think this is the first one I've ever had while having a drink. So it's going to be weird. I want to know. You know, you watch other programs. You see this guy who's having a drink and it just looks cool. Yeah, you know. Maybe I won't sound like a parched frog. Or maybe I'm just trying to, you know, sound like a parched frog. Who knows? Whatever it is. In this week's episode, first I'm going to go through all the big news that made the news this week. And then I'm going to talk about, I'm going to read a letter from, well, part of a letter from Tino Katsande, where she talked about the dark side of the whole sex tape scandal and that sort of thing. And yeah, and how it affected her. And then I'm also going to talk about getting caught cheating. What will your reaction be? I got some reactions from people. Some of them are not, no. Some of them are like, yo. But I chose two that I'm going to feature here. And then I'm going to have my words and what I think should happen when somebody is caught cheating and that sort of thing. I don't know, whatever. First big news, we're starting with positive news. Kirsty Coventry is going to be at the Olympics in 2016. So she's qualified for her fifth Olympics. So we've really got a confirmed person at the Olympics that will be in Rio in 2016. Staying with sport, Zimbabwe won the first match against New Zealand, then lost the second one and the third one. Pretty annoying the way they lost the third one. And you know, their players who've got to put a hand up there and say, you know what, I messed up. Not least of all, somebody who just had a bad series. That is, besides the 26 he made, that is, the captain. Alton Chikung, but he's just going to pull up. He's just going to get his mind in, since he's not bowling anymore and he's not batting very well. He's got to stake his claim in that squad. There's no doubt that the guys on the team support him and that sort of thing, but he needs to pull his own weight. That's what's happening. And on that front, it's the same thing with Michael Clarke, who's going to retire from international cricket, we're hearing, because of the whole Ashes debacle and stuff like that, because he's just not performing. And he did say himself the other time that the team is playing with 10 players. And in spite of whatever he's doing on the ground and that sort of thing, that's the reality. It's a performance-based system. That's what it is. Also happening this past week, Tendai Darikwa signed for Burnley. He's a football player who was born in the United Kingdom, but is born to Zimbabwean parents. Now, it turns out that he was, he was gonna play for Zimbabwe, and then some Zifa official said he wanted a $5,000 processing fee. Yeah, just yeah. Speaking of Zifa, do you hear that? But Callisto Pasua has quit the team, and sadly, it's the time that the strides that are being made. Zimbabwe made went up five positions from 113 to 108 in the world rankings. I don't know what's gonna happen now. It's just gonna be weird. It's just, I don't know. And a big shout out to Rumbi Zaidube, who just launched the Law Hub. Just go to lawhub.co.zw. It is an online, platform where you can get a lot of advice about how to deal with legal issues and that sort of thing. So congratulations to her, especially for Zimbabwe. So they have important topics that have already made it, like if you get arrested and that sort of thing, what should you do? What are your rights and stuff like that? So there's pretty important things that you probably want to know about in your life. Then there's the story about Cecil the killer. Yeah, the extradition of his killer Cecil the lion. Well, in principle, he was a killer because he used to kill, you know, zebras and stuff like that. You know, albeit for food and stuff like that. I don't know if not as a trophy. I don't know. Whatever. But you know, Cecil the lion's killer could get extradited to Zimbabwe. And the law is that, he should be extradited because they have no choice. It's a crime in the US, it's a crime in Zimbabwe, it's that simple. Rule of law issues. Then there was a list that came out this week. Don't worry, it's not one of those crazy lists that made the news last year. A list that listed the top 40 under 30s in Zimbabwe. Yeah, emerging leaders. Just Google that. It's by the Inspiration something group, IIG. Yeah. So it's a pretty interesting list. They know most of the names there, and I can vouch for a lot of the people there, but a few that I don't know, I think I have a right to be there. And then also, oh, this was galling. Sunday Mail decided that they were going to put out on their front page a headline that said, "We killed white people like flies as part of the independence celebrations." And I just think that it's just weird. You don't do that. I don't know. It's just, yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things. Just like, no. It's just, why would you even do that? I mean, but on a more positive note, Trevor Ncube, Divine Dlugula, and Strive Masiwa made the list of the Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is a Swiss bank that's big, huge, totally huge. Could probably buy Zimbabwe, that's sort of huge. They came out and said these three were part of the top 50 movers and shakers from Africa. Yeah, so pretty awesome for Zimbabwe. Yeah, so on the other side, we talk about that Tino Katsande later on the sex tape. The name is Larry, and you're listening to The Kudicast. So some time ago, a local socialite and actress and humanitarian and all that other stuff, blah, 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 blah. Tino Katsande had an unfortunate situation where a sex tape about her leaked, or featuring her leaked, and it was during a relationship she had with somebody, and that sort of thing, yada, yada, became a big story all around the world, yada, yada. She went through a period, a dark period, from what she talks about, but you know, this past week she went out and penned a letter. It was like an open letter, and I'm going to read parts of it. It's quite long, so I've chosen parts that I'm going to say. The first part, not saying, what's wrong with me? The first part says, "I'm sharing this post today with heartfelt, full of regret and self-disappointment. Today, I'm a failure. A year ago, yet another young woman reached out to me for comfort and counsel after an ex of hers released a sex tape of her to the campus community at a university in Nigeria where she was enrolled. It went viral. She was not Zimbabwean, but she just felt like I could help her overcome the complete humiliation and castigation she was now experiencing because of the leaked tape. This young lady said she followed my posts after reading of my situation and felt that I was the bravest woman she knew to still be an indomitable public figure in a country like Zimbabwe, which she stated as unforgiving. Now, at that time, I was still going through my own healing of the personal violation and thought though the world uttered, 'You're strong, Tintin,' I was completely shattered inside. So in a two-line response, I replied to her, 'Thank you. Don't worry. You will eventually deal with it. This too shall pass.' Today, I received an inbox from a friend saying she committed suicide last weekend and left a note alluding to the fact that she could no longer face life because everyone kept judging her over a leaked sex tape. I'm gutted. How could I have been so selfish? I should have done more. Lord, forgive me." Now, she goes on, she talks about the fact that, you know, she says, "I'm not an authority in sex or sex position or sex therapy and all that other stuff, not a vixen. In fact, in all honesty, you see, for me, sex was quite, you know, a chore until I met my husband." She recently got married. She's expecting a child. So, yeah, so. And then, you know, she says, "Being a person who was so gravely exposed by the media in Zimbabwe through the publishing of leaked sex tapes some years ago, which subsequently cost me my job, then my reputation and some very valuable relationships, I dare say I'm an authority to talk on recording or capturing private, intimate moments with your partner. And more importantly, an authority to talk about overcoming of such violation of one's personal space." She said this was one of the darkest periods in her life. You know, she says, "If I could turn back the answer time, I would, or if I could perhaps have been more persuasive to tablet journalists who published the content, they may have not, you know, she said sorry, you know, but this was a hot story and no tinker sama paper." And she, you know, she said, "Most importantly, I wouldn't be reaching out to the numerous number of young girls and women who have inboxed me at their tether after their private sexual material was exposed." Now, she goes on to say that where I think I failed with the Nigerian beauties that I didn't explain or share how I have been able to deal with it. I will do it now, and I'm not a trained counselor, therapist. I'm a victim who became a victim unto myself. So then she goes on to three things that you need to do. She says, you must answer that question for yourself, which is, what is the question? Why did I do it in the first place? So she goes on to talk about don't feel obliged to do anything you don't want to do. So sometimes young girls get pressurized by the person that they're dating, you know, to show their, what you call it, to have their sexual encounter recorded. Then the second one, she said, forgiveness. You need to first and foremost forgive yourself for making a misjudgment in your trust of the other person. And that's the one of the biggest things. You need to forgive yourself. And I suppose then once you start forgiving yourself, she goes and say that those that find joy in castigating you, yet they're doing or have done the exact thing, you know, don't worry about those. You must forgive them too, for failure to do so will leave you living your life always on the defense. And why should you do that to yourself? You owe it to yourself to live without always having a protective gear on. Number three, you must talk about it. So talk to someone. You're human. This please leave me alone, I don't want to talk about it approach is hogwash. She said, and then she says, get up and do something about it. So, you know, I suppose you give yourself times to wallow in self-pity and stuff. But she says, at some point, get up and do something about it. Find the right people to confide in. Or wallow, then get up and go, girl, she said. And finally, she says, most importantly, you need to be right with God. And I suppose that's calling to her religious beliefs and that sort of thing. So at the end of the day, she says, be accountable for your actions, forgive, talk about it, deal with it, and move on. And if you want to go online, just Google it, Tino Katsande's letter on sex tapes. And I think it was something very important to read, because while you're sitting on the other side, you're not really, you know, you're not really seeing what's happening in this person's life. And it's easy to judge and say, oh, okay, not just the situation. It's easy to say to somebody, get over it, just deal with it. Whether it's an issue to do with a breakup, it might have been a nasty breakup and so forth, and things that they might blame themselves over. So sometimes it's so easy to just tell somebody to deal with it. But, I like the fact that she's sharing something very personal, and some people say she should go on to write a book and that sort of thing. Shout out to you, Tino, and congratulations once again on getting married and all that thing. Shout out to you. Bless. On the other side, I'll talk about being caught cheating. What is the reaction and what was your reaction? Let's go.
I salute you. Everyone who died as a slave. I salute you. Anyone who cried from their name. I salute you. Anyone who fought to be free. I salute you. Everyone who taught me to dream. I salute you. Anyone who sacrificed themselves. I salute you. Those who spent half their life in jail. I salute you. Found pride in their skin. I salute you. Dark African melanin.
Yo, the land of milk and honey was built on money generated by a generation of slaves who stayed poor. Despite the elimination of segregation and slavery, their bravery remains with me. Never forgotten. The cotton pick back when they was niggas and spicks, driven by whips, and their salaries were nickels and bits. Never found its way to the wardrobes of poor folks whose pores soaked in sweat from chores they did. Sores from whips turned into permanent scars and lashes from the masters determined how hard they toil the soil and heat hot enough to boil the brown skin from their backs and still pay tax. I feel blacks got the short straw, because we still ain't got half what we fought for. We fought hordes of clan members, neo-Nazis and lanterners, but we still getting manipulated like antennas. Time to stand, get up, tell the man that we fed up. Until we get our proper respect, we can't let up. If thousands of people could lose their lives to it, the least you could do is open up your eyes to it. I salute you, everyone who died.
Yeah, I had to play that. Now, if you don't know, in Zimbabwe, it is Heroes Weekend. So I salute all the heroes of the liberation struggle for giving us freedoms that sometimes we take for granted. And we'd like to show more expression of, appreciation for freedom and that sort of thing. And this is to, a lot of the unsung heroes whose names were never recorded and that sort of thing. And also the ones whose names are recorded. So sometimes always they say, you know, I forget, talk about the unknown soldier and that sort of thing. But shout out to everyone that made it possible for me as a black kid in Zimbabwe to be able to be part of the conversation, and as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, and become someone who could be a person who could just, you know, lend to the creative economy and that sort of thing. This is not something that many people, especially those who went to war, had an opportunity to do, especially when they're young like me. You know, those opportunities are closed off simply because of the color of the skin. And so, you know, I salute every single one who fought in any way that they could. And, you know, this also make it clear that there were some white people that's also fought this, who fought this injustice. So every single person who fought against injustice, I salute you. Thank you very much, Kingpin, for the song. This song is a classic. It'll be here forever and ever. Yeah, rest in peace, guy. It is the final segment of the Kudicast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being we're here with you, and thank you very much for listening. And right now, what I'm going to do is I put out a question and ask people, what would you do if you caught your partner cheating and that sort of thing? And I'm like, yeah, oh gosh, oh, this is going to be horrible. Like, I'm not even talking about just random cheating. I'm like, caught them cheating, but like a close relative or like a parent? Well, that's a close relative. It's like one of the, I just do one of those, you know, one of those things when someone says, oh, and then I went to Europe and to England and to Germany. Yeah, that's what I just did. It's weird. Anyway, focus. So I just decided, let me send that out. And then I'm going to give my opinion on what would happen then, like, if I came across such a situation. I don't know. And also just talk about the general cheating thing. Let's just play those.
Hi, Larry. Situation, oh my God. But as for me, I think I will have to beat them up. I will have to beat the girl, I have to beat the guy. Because, I can't imagine my girlfriend cheating me with my close relative. It's so stupid. So I have to show them that what they are doing is very bad. So the first thing I will have to do is beat them up. And after that, I'll plan something else. But the immediate thing I would do is beat them up. Yeah. The raw one. Buffet.
Whew. That's a tough one. If I found my partner cheating with someone really close, like my sister or my best friend, I think the best I could do is just to walk away. Walk away and cry. The anger comes after the shock, and the shock for me would be tears.
My pangaro we mu kurowa munu ano purwa ano yo we imi panufa munu kan. I mean, what do you do? What do you do? It's unimaginable. I would imagine the only other option is to kill someone, and I wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life in jail, so the best option would be to just walk away. Walk away. I don't think I'll talk to either for the rest of my life. I would just walk away and not look back. Yeah, I would be mad as hell, obviously. Reaction would be to definitely walk away. It's either that or I kill a person, so yeah.
Yeah, so those are my lovely people reacting to what they would do if they caught somebody cheating and it was a close personal relative and that sort of thing. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what would I do? To be honest, I have no idea. I would like to say I should walk away. It's the thing you want to tell yourself, like, you know, my guy, you're going to walk away because, you know, that's what people do. I don't know. Or what a sane person does. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. It's a double form of betrayal because, like, this is relatives, this is blood, or this is your best friend, or whatever it is. And then this is a person who you went and found in the rest of the world, and I don't know. I tend not to judge people for their reactions, but I feel like people should also take responsibility for their reactions. So, you know, I always say there's three or four outcomes if you're cheating with somebody. First and foremost, nothing could happen. Yeah. Secondly, there could be a violent argument and it gets really ugly. And the third, you could get beaten up and that sort of thing. And the fourth, you could get killed. Those are all possible reactions. So every time you're with somebody's partner, you know, those are the possibilities. There's always, I feel karma always needs to deal with you somehow. So yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. And I will see you again next week. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquidirai.com, or you get in touch with me on Twitter @quidirai. And also, my website, www.larryquidirai.com. Quidirai has got a YI. And with that, I say thank you very much. Take care of yourself. Catch me on ZFM every Friday between 6:30 and 7. And on a program called The Switch with my co-host, Kundai Gianica. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. And the final thing I have to say is you can cry and continue to cry, But what feels better, crying or smiling? The name's Larry. It's been the Quitter Class. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like him, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?